Hello again, everyone. What a day, hey? Wow. But every session, it's just blowing my mind. And not only the sessions, the chat is fantastic. The chat is full of so many ideas that we hope we'll be able to take forward. And I guess it exemplifies how important it is for us to be talking with you and with other women about these issues. So we want to offer you again an opportunity to go into breakout. And again, it will be in groups of around five. And the question this time is, again, you may be with a different group this time. So just introduce yourself briefly. And we wanted to give you the opportunity to just mention what's resonated the most for you today. And then the second question, which Paul put in the chat, is what changes would you like to see to enable women to take their rightful place in determining and implementing action on climate change? Mm-hmm. And as before, if one person could just take the responsibility to host, to make sure everyone has a chance to speak. We will have about 20 minutes to talk together. And then at the end, in the same way, if we could have one person who comes back with some responsibility to put a couple of sentences into the chat from the conversation, that would be great. It doesn't stop anyone else. You can also, anyone can put extra stuff into the chat, and we'll have we'll hear from a couple of people as well when you come back. So Paul, could you please set up the breakout rooms, and we'll see you in about 20 minutes. Okay, welcome back, everyone. I'd now invite those of you who agreed to take a few notes to put them into the chat, and anyone else who wants to do that as well. And also, if anyone would like to just say perhaps one thing that really struck them about the conversation they had in the breakout room. And again, if you wanted to just raise your hand, go down to the reactions icon at the bottom of your screen, and you can just click on raise your hand. So I all kind of talked out. Yeah, raise your hand if you're talked out.
I think a lot of us don't have the raised hand option in terms of our settings. We only have, yeah.
Yeah. So I can, shall I speak?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, this is group five, and we were more or less in two sections, the personal section of the things that really impressed us were just do it, fear is no excuse, and fear can be empowering, and to support each other. And in the what I would call a more of a public sphere, there was a recognition of the need for respect, and also a recognition of what everybody felt was part of today's discussions, and they were to do with solidarity, passion, warmth, and wisdom. And to more closely address your question, the thing that our group felt was very important was a need for structural change in the power structures, both government and non-government, a need for structural change. Thank you so much.
Tarania?
Yeah, look, I'm not going to go through what the whole group said, but we certainly had a had a great conversation and so much resonated, and we're just amazed. Not amazed, I don't think we were amazed, but just isn't it just wonderful the amount of energy that was here in the room, and just so much commonality. So I guess just right at the end, I wanted to raise this so we didn't kind of lose it, which is, does anyone know where we're at in terms of the election, the federal election? Obviously, the council elections are happening now, so that's happening as it is. But with the federal election, who, you know, does anyone know where we're at and who's where things are at? Because, I mean, we were just saying there's just so much energy here and across different networks. And obviously it's very hard to coordinate, so I'm not talking about major coordination, but at least kind of knowing where are we at and how do we kind of have that ongoing sense, and how do we support people who are going to put their hands up or who already have put their hands up? Like, can we just, that bit about can we just do this? And I'm actually someone who reflects, and you know, I'm not the doer implementer, but I'm a strong relationship builder, network weaver. But and I'm sure other people in the group are. But I just does anyone know where we're at with all of that? So we actually know where things could go. So
I could respond to that, Tarania, if you like.
Great.
So this week we know that the federal the federal budget's been brought forward to the end of March. So that gives us a sense of what may follow. Normally a budget's in May. So they brought it forward. That means budget submissions are due before Christmas. If you want to, if you feel strongly about particular issues, organisations are going to have to get their skates on in December in order to contribute to the budget conversation. So they've also announced sort of the numbers of sitting days, and they're like pathetic. A handful prior to the budget and a handful at this point after the budget. Essentially to spruik what the government is throwing at electorates, and we can expect a lot in marginal seats and more of the same in terms of the worries we've raised in regards to transparency, accountability and corruption, right? So a little worrying that that's going to happen pretty quickly. So, I mean, it's up to each individual party to firm up their candidates and how they will work the campaign. But we are already in default campaign mode, and yeah, people are having to firm up positions soon, and there are a whole lot of great women's organisations who will do the hard yards on how the parties compare or how candidates compare electorate by electorate. Does that help answer your question?
Somewhat. I suppose yeah. There's also like the Voices For movement, and there would be other independents who are putting themselves forward who aren't part of that movement. So I guess I'm just looking at where, how do we know what people are doing? And as Leisha said today, you know, she's really trying to look at how women can go forward.
I guess there are disparate groups, and it's a case of how we can campaign effectively together, bringing the collective wisdom into the room. There's a group called The Switch. Have you heard of them?
No.
They're really very exciting and worth identifying with and being part of the conversations pre-election, which came out of the March for Justice. So it's about saying, okay, good momentum, how do we really build on that? And in fact, there's sort of a sense that perhaps in March, to mark the March for Justice, that we march again. Yeah. So anticipate that and a whole lot of conversations and messaging around that.
Thank you, Tony, and thank you, Tarania. I might just give a quick plug here for the Women's Climate Congress. We're about to set up a platform which will enable much more collaboration and cooperation on these sorts of issues and information sharing. So I'm hopeful that we may be able to bring some of this together over the next little while. And I guess it's a real opportunity for us to capitalize, to generate more from the energy from today. So I know that Janet's going to encourage you to become members, but I might just put a little plug in there as well, because that's a way for us to stay together. Membership is free. Our platform will be private and secure, So it'll enable the sort of sharing that we've done today to be able to continue. I am going to hand over to Janet, but I want to just say one thing before that. And I know Janet will be thanking people, but I actually want to thank Janet. This whole day has been her vision. She has done the major curation and the relational building that has gone on with it. And I just want to acknowledge with huge gratitude the contribution that she has made for all of us today. So thank you very much, Janet, and I'll hand over to you now.
Oh, thank you. Here we go. Would you believe it? It's already 4:30 in the afternoon. I'm still learning how to unmute. thank you. Thank you very much, Lynn. And thank you, everybody who has been here today and stayed with us all day. I know some of you have come and gone a bit, but we've had a wonderful attendance really over the whole day, which is incredibly gratifying for the months that we've been thinking about this event. So I just want to think about a couple of issues. One is something that's come out of the chat, and I do apologise. I'm going to own, before I say anything, my own clumsiness maybe in talking about this, and that is the inclusiveness of when we're talking about equal representation and women and men. And of course we want to be, and we are trying to be inclusive of trans women and non-binary people and that whole spectrum. I said I would be clumsy when I was talking about it, but it's coming from my heart, and that is an issue that we want to explore. And if there are members out there who feel they can really help us to take it forward, to get the right wording, to get the right inclusive language so that people will feel they're really included and want to join with us from right across that community, then please let us know, and we'll do what we can. Well, not what we can, but we'll definitely do what needs to happen. So that's that. And I can't believe that we've got to the end of the day and I haven't talked about Twitter, because I should have probably right this morning said, you know, if you're having a good time, put it on Twitter. So I'm out, it's not never too late. So I'm saying, when you leave this meeting, please go to Twitter. If you had a wonderful insight or something has resonated with you today, put a tweet. And we are using the hashtag Women Rising, all lowercase, and also hashtag National Congress of Women, all one word. So please put your tweets out there into the world and other social media posts as well to say what's been happening here today and what has resonated with you. And I think what's resonated with me, as I said at the end of the third of our conversations this afternoon, is how there really are ways emerging from these conversations that we've had that we can take this forward and try to weave these threads together that we've heard. First Nations women, the Women for Election, the grassroots movements, and really make a movement that can make change. That's my dream. So I think we've got a lot of work to do. As Lynn has already said, there's an awful lot of information in the chat, which is absolutely marvellous. And, of course, we have the recordings from the conversations, which we will we'll definitely make available to all of those people who have registered for today, and we'll make them available in whatever form is useful for our ongoing work. And I want to mention, in terms of weaving the threads and bringing together the threads of what we've talked about today, that we have had another initiative running in the build-up over the months while we've been planning this National Congress, and this is an initiative of Lynn, and I really need to pay great gratitude to her vision for starting this initiative, which is called Weaving the Threads Together, which is an initiative for women in their own communities to come together and have their own conversations, like conversations we've had together, their own wisdom circles. And there's on our website, on our National Congress of Women website, there's a page designated to this, pre-Congress conversations, it's called, on Weaving the Threads Together. And there's all of the information that you need to get you started on how to run one of these conversations. And we really would love if all of the women who are on this, this Congress today would find some other women in their community and have a conversation and send us the harvest of that conversation so that we can put that together with the conversations that the number of conversations that have already been held, which Lynn is gradually sort of collating the information. And it's really interesting from the conversations that were held prior to today, the sort of collation of information that Lynn has already worked on is just so resonating with what's been coming up here today. So I think we're tapping into some real veins of how women really want to create a movement and the things that we want to take forward. So please go to that free conversations, weaving the threads together web page and have a look at the information there and think about holding one of those conversations. So I'll just talk about membership. The other thing is that in a movement like this, membership numbers do really matter. And even though we know we've got a lot of women out there who are really interested in what we're doing and they maybe follow us on social media, it would really be amazing if you could go to our website and fill out the join us form so that you actually become officially under our constitution a member. And it doesn't cost anything, and our members can contribute as much or as little as they like. I mean, we love it to have just women that are watching and supporting us, or some might want to come in and be a little bit more involved. But it would be great if you could join us. That would really help us, because one of our aims is to have women in every electorate in the country and have these weaving the thread conversations happening in every electorate. I mean, at the last count, we had about something over 90 electorates have got members. But please consider going to our website and joining. So I'm now going to come to some thank yous for today before I move on to one or two slides right at the end. And the first thank you, before I get to the group, the circle of women who have been the hosting team for this Congress, I want to mention a volunteer that we have had working with us all year called Joanne Ead, and she's actually up in Brisbane, and she actually organised a group of women to be together at the Brisbane Library. I don't know how you're getting on up there in the Brisbane Library. I hope that you have had a wonderful day, and I look forward to hearing about it. But Joanne came to us through Australian Volunteers Program, and there they are. Oh, that's fantastic. Hi. and has just worked all year to help us with admin and a lot of the admin for our monthly events that we've been having all year, and also in preparation for this Congress. So heartfelt thanks to you, Joanne, for that. And also, I want to mention the other members of our hosting circle for this Congress. And some of them you have met here today. I quite like Barbara and Kirsten to come across so that maybe they can be in the background here. So we've got Lynn Stevens, who you have met through the day. She's been doing the breakout groups. We've got Barb Bakey. Oh, no, you have to lean in a bit. Right in, I think.
No.
Maybe unpin Joanne and pin Lynn back, and then they can come here. It's all right, we've got plenty of time, we can sort this out. Lynn, can you put your camera on? So yeah, start the video. That's it. No. Oh, there they are. So Barb Bakey, who you met this morning with the chat and also with the yoga, little movement things during the day, and Kirsten, who I don't think you have had much of a glimpse of today, but is just worked very, very tirelessly with our group all year in planning this event. And also I have to mention that online somewhere, we've got Barbara O'Dwyer. I don't know whether, Paul, you can find Barbara O'Dwyer. Barbara O'Dwyer is a member of our hosting group, and thank you very much to Barbara. And Barbara actually is a past president of the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, so that shows you again that overlap that we have between our organisations, which is a really wonderful thing. And also Sally Blake. If people don't have their videos on, we can't pin them very easily, but Sally Blake is the convener of our reintegrating the arts group and has been helping us with our integration of the arts into this program, which I hope you will agree has been a marvelous part of the day. So thank you to Sally. And also we have Sarah Stitt, who I don't think is with us today. Oh, there's Sally. Hi, Sally.
Sarah was here just
working with us. Unfortunately, has had a little health issue and she has is recuperating at the moment. So I'm not sure that she is online at the moment, but lots of love to her.
Sarah was here this morning, Janet.
Of our team. And also in the earlier in the year when we were really trying to get our ideas together through quite a tough patch of thinking about this Congress and what it was going to be about, we had help from Jane Gelch, who's a member of the Art of Hosting Conversations That Matter community, or more than a member, she's good and a very wonderful person in that group. So I don't know whether Jane is still online. We might just give her a wave. And also pin yourself, Paul, because we want to thank you for we have all and in the room here we've got Paul Yeo, who has been helping us with the IT. I want to thank him. And I should say there are many other people to thank too in our other circles. I've only really commented on our quite inner circle of, well, not inner circle, but the circle of women that have been particularly focused on this Congress planning. But we have, and I should also meet Johanna McBride, who was here earlier in the room with us, has done a lot of help preparing the videos. But we also have other circles of women who have been working in other areas. We have a whole circle of women, which we call the hub, who sort of keep all the sort of general running of the organisation going. And that's a different, well, some of us are in the hub and the hosting circle for the Congress, but then we have other. So yeah, you can see we're quite a friendly group. Do please feel free to come and join us. We would really welcome you into our various activities. So I think with that, I'm going to ask Paul to put on a couple of slides I have so I can tell you what we've got coming up. This is exciting. So all of this year, every month, usually on a Tuesday, we have been running what we call Women's Climate Conversations online. And they're one-hour conversations, a bit like the conversations that we've been having here today. And we're going to continue those next year. So have the next slide, please, Paul. Oh, there you go. So it's great pleasure that I have to announce that our first Women's Climate Conversation for 2022 is going to be on Tuesday, the 15th of February. And we're going to have, and Jane Carer has very kindly said she will be one of our conversationalists, and we will invite another guest to that as well. We usually have two guests. So that's really something to look forward to. And the next slide. And this has been day one of our National Congress of Women. And I can tell you that day two, which we have, this one is Women Rising, it's the theme, overarching theme. And our day two meeting is going to be called Weaving, which is like bringing these threads together and really thinking deeply how we can collaborate across difference to restore climate balance. And that will be another online event. And we've scheduled the date 28th of April. So this information is on our website. And so keep your eye on that over the next little while, and we'll be firming that up. And then in September, we're going to have our days three and four, which we've called Renewal, which is when we're going to make those commitments. What was it? Some wonderful comment this morning. A charter. Yeah, a sort of a charter for what we've discovered through all of these meetings and conversations that we've been having. And so those are, that's our plan. We hope you will journey with us. And so probably only remains for me to say thank you again for coming. We are going to play the anthem, which is called You're the Voice, that Natalie Isaacs mentioned, which has been made by 1 million women, as our final piece for the day. And when that's finished, we'll be closing the meeting and saying goodbye. So love to you all. Thank you so much for being with us all day. And we hope to see you again soon. Yeah.
is over. We can write what we wanna write. We gotta make ends meet before we get much older. We're all someone's daughter. We're all someone's son.
Someone's son.
Can we look at each other down the barrel of a gun? Try and understand it. Make a noise and make it clear. Whoa, uh-oh. Whoa, uh-oh. We're not gonna sit in silence. We're not gonna live with fear. Whoa, uh-oh. Whoa, we know we all can stand together. With the power to be